This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we begin with breaking news on the push by activists to protest within earshot of delegates and politicians in Chicago for next week's Democratic National Convention. Leaders of a group calling itself the Coalition to March on the DNC says it's been granted permission to set up a stage and amplifiers for its protest at Union Park. Just yesterday, the group said it would seek a court injunction to overturn the city of Chicago's decision not to allow a stage. Hatem Aboudeya from the coalition explained what led up to the change less than 10 minutes ago outside the Dirksen Federal Building.
Talked to the mayor himself directly. One of the top leaders of our coalition spoke with the mayor. And we did the grassroots organizing that we know how to do, and we won what we needed to win.
The group is still pushing back against the city-approved route for a march near the DNC, saying it's not long enough and not close enough.
Election Central on WBBM.
And just days before delegates, elected leaders, and journalists arrive in Chicago for the DNC, Mayor Johnson says he expects the convention to be safe and productive, and that demonstrators will have their voices heard.
Mayor Johnson says there's a reason Time Out magazine listed Chicago as the best convention city in the country, because Chicago is good at it.
The world will get a chance to experience and see what the people of Chicago have always known. We are truly the greatest freaking place in the world.
The mayor says CPD is working with other federal and local law enforcement agencies to ensure a safe convention, and he says demonstrators will not be quieted.
We want to make sure that we protect their rights and make sure that they can do it in a safe way and in an environment that allows their voices to be maximized and heard.
Mayor Johnson says the city is working with protest groups on details regarding sound systems, portable restrooms, and the like. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And the Chicago Police Department today showed off the newest part of its strategy to police the area around the DNC, a brand new helicopter. This is the department's first new chopper in more than 15 years. Top brass and others revealed the helicopter during an event near Soldier Field this morning. Beverly Alderman Matt O'Shea says it's a game changer.
This is top of the line. This is an $11 million investment. This thing has everything that our police officers need to safely patrol from the air, providing air support, and also tracking criminals.
We've set up a link to everything you need to know about the DNC, including street closures and expected speakers, across the top of our homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com. And our live Election Central reports from the convention will start on Monday morning. 306 now, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability has released a new video showing a Chicago police officer knock a man down during a foot chase in Auburn Gresham in June, which caused the 22-year-old David Curry, who died weeks later, to suffer a head injury. This is the sounds of officers and bystanders helping Curry after he was pushed.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to go get you. Look, gang, keep your eyes open, gang.
He's breathing.
We've posted links to the video and other material at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Well, a unique landmark along the Chicago River Walk has now been revived.
My name is Mary Coughlin. I think this is fabulous. I've been waiting for this to open for a while, and it's well worth the wait.
For more than three decades, a water cannon shot an arc across the Chicago River just east of Columbus Drive until a major rain event during the pandemic caused damage to the attached Nicholas J. Malis Centennial Fountain at McClurg Court.
Well worth it. We think that it's gone further than it did in the past.
With supply chain disruptions, along with the need to manufacture entirely unique parts, it wasn't until now that the fountain and its water cannon could be reopened, with City and Water Reclamation District officials on site, along with the fountain's architect, Dirk Lowen, who was first commissioned for the project in the 1980s.
I tell you, when I was asked to do a fountain on the river, that was unique and special and a challenge. And it wasn't a small project.
The Nicholas J. Malis Centennial Fountain, named for the longtime Metropolitan Water Reclamation District Commissioner and President. The water cannon now launches its arc for 5 minutes each hour on the hour, most hours of the day, through October. In Streeterville, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Naperville woman who went missing earlier this week while traveling from Florida to South Carolina to visit family has been found safe. 27-year-old Jessica Rapsis was found in Allendale County, South Carolina today. She was last seen Tuesday night at Allendale, South Carolina. Police found her car abandoned later that night, stuck on railroad tracks. The woman's keys, shoes, and cell phone were all still inside. Well, it's time to swap the sunscreen for scissors and beach towels for backpacks as the kiddies head back to school.
$875 is what the average family expects to spend on back-to-school shopping for grade and high school students. Andrea Williams, a wealth management advisor with Northwestern Mutual in Chicago, shares more survey results from the National Retail Federation.
And it actually happens to be about $15 less than last year. So last year's record was $890.07 because we had a bit more inflation last year. But everyone's kind of gearing up and getting prepared to send their kids back to school, and they're looking at these costs.
Whether it's for clothes, electronics, or paper and pencils, Williams suggests tapping into your network of neighbors and friends for leads on deals or secondhand items if the cost is too high. Another tip is to go through the stock of what your child brought home from school in the spring. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Regional Transportation Authority says commuters could be spending a lot more time in cars starting in 2026 when the federal COVID-19 dollars propping up Chicago area transit agencies run dry. RTA program manager Peter Kirsten says without new funding, the dense north side of the city would, quote, grind to a halt.
So a 40% reduction in service will produce dramatic overcrowding at key stations like Belmont, which serves the red, brown, and purple lines. Key bus routes like Halsted and Clark wouldn't have the capacity to carry current ridership levels with a 40% reduction in service.
Illinois lawmakers may take up the bill in the upcoming veto session set for mid to late November. Time for sports now, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. And here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Bears right guard Nate Davis is preparing for this season with plenty to prove. That includes a challenge from head coach Matt Eberflus. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
There are actions and there are words, and these are the words guard Nate Davis says when asked for his 2024 goals.
Just to show the world, you know, the type of player I really am, especially when I'm healthy. When the mind's right, the body's good, I know I'm, you know, a special player, so, you know, I'm just excited to showcase that.
But it might be harder than expected for Davis to show that off. The veteran has missed quite a bit of practice this training camp hurt. The Bears are generally reluctant to share injury information, so it's been tough to ascertain exactly how hurt Davis was. Matt Eberflus did say last week that it's possible to lose a starting spot because of injuries, and indicated again this week that the team is not set at right guard, though Davis says he did not hear that message.
My mentality is to take the reps as they come. Take it day by day.
Davis says his body is healthy now and his mind is in a good place, and he expects to lock down his spot on the line. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears host the Bengals in preseason action tomorrow at Soldier Field. Kickoff is set for noon along the lakefront. In baseball, the Cubs have a 4-2 lead over the Blue Jays at Wrigley Field. That game is in the seventh inning. Pete Crow Armstrong and Miguel Amaya went back-to-back in the fifth. You can hear that game on 670 The Score. The White Sox open a three-game set tonight in Houston. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Chris Hem of 670 The Score on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man has been indicted for allegedly hiring a hitman to kill two witnesses in a family member's murder trial.
39-year-old Christopher Yates has been indicted on federal charges for allegedly plotting to kill two potential witnesses in his cousin's upcoming murder trial. According to the federal indictment, Yates allegedly recruited a man by paying him $250 to carry out the killings and provided him with a handgun and ammunition. Yates was arrested on July 31st and remains detained in federal custody without bond. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
321, Kevin Frazier has today's WBBM Entertainment Tonight Report.
Katy Perry will be honored with the Video Vanguard Award at this year's MTV Video Music Awards. She'll also perform a career-spanning medley, the VMAs air live from New York's UBS Arena, September 11th on MTV. I'm the last. Today, Willie Nelson releases his new single, Last Leaf on the Tree. The 91-year-old legend is known for his distinctive voice, songwriting, and pioneering influence on the outlaw country movement. Imagine Dragons bring their Loom World Tour to the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Sunday. Their 2012 hit, Radioactive, is one of the best-selling singles of all time and won a Grammy for Best Rock Performance. And we'll have all the latest celebrity news tonight at 6:30 on CBS 2. Fish Report brought to you by Progressive Insurance, offering auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business options. Visit progressive.com today. For ET and News Radio 105.9 WBBM, I'm Kevin Frazier.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.